I'm struck by the degree of the cognitive dissonance that I hear on the other side. It really is. I mean, I'm used to sort of the political debates and arguing in court and all those sorts of things. But to hear the other side of the dais talk about weaponization is truly shocking, given what we know now. And I thought what I might do is just tell a story. And these are 100% facts. Hillary Clinton, concerned about her email scandal, works with a Soros organization to cook up this Russiagate nonsense. They feed it to the intelligence agencies. And they spy, under Barack Obama's presidency, they spy on the political opponent, the Republican, running against Hillary Clinton. He gets elected. They continue the operation. And they launder this intelligence into stuff that was meant to, by the FBI and the CIA, to sideline a presidency of a duly elected president of the United States of America, to sideline him. And that continued. You heard even some people on this committee further that nonsense for 4 years. And then the FBI is involved with pre-bunking the Hunter Biden laptop story because they didn't want him to get elected again. So they pre-bunked the Hunter Biden laptop story. The American people should have been allowed to make their own judgments from that. They weren't, because the FBI called it a Russian hack and leak operation. They were meeting with social media companies every month and every week, telling them that the laptop that they knew, that they had verified in November of 2019, they knew it was real and knew it was his, said it was Russian disinformation. We've heard that before.